whatever it is that you're looking for and whatever it is you're thinking of. An extramarital affair is something that you can, that can make or break a new year.
Wow.
Make or
You know what? I'm giving the props for this is the balls. They got a lot
this
of balls.
is
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
We're not. Now we're on the air. So Katie has got some Bateman news, and so we're going to go into the week in Bateman. This is a segment that we haven't done it for a while. We haven't done it yet this year.
Okay.
We take news about the actor Jason Bateman, and we are an actor who we find him to be decent.
Yeah, we're not in love with him, and we're not sexually attracted to him.
Not at all.
No.
But he's in the Academy, and now he's blowing up big style.
Yeah, he's decent, so we report on him.
Yeah, so what's he doing now?
So guess what?
What?
Okay, there is a new show called Growing Up Fisher. That's coming out.
What? That does not... Didn't they already do that?
No.
Isn't there another show about a Jewish family in the 80s?
No.
No? Okay.
No, this one is... not every family is brought together by divorce.
Really?
But then again, the Fishers aren't typical.
Oh, surprise. Wow, it's a tagline from the 70s.
Yeah, take Mel Fisher, whether it is...
Is it the story of a lovely lady?
Well, whether he's teaching his kids how to chop down trees, drive... Or play football.
I can't wait to see this show. God damn.
He's never let the fact that he's blind slow him down.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is the story.
Why would I don't want to show someone how to chop a tree now with both of my eyes.
Yeah, so basically it is done, but like a la Wonder Years style, with a narration from the son who is now grown up.
Okay, and so that, this takes place in a time where there are few black people, right? In that time period.
We've got a narration by... One, Mr. Jason Bateman. So you're not going to see him on screen, but you're going to hear his vocals,
melodic voice.
His vocal stylings.
Yeah. I wish it were Will Arnett.
Yeah. So it would be off the air.
Yes.
Because we said that Will Arnett is in all the failed pilots.
Yeah.
All right.
Aww.
It's coming February 23rd to NBC.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And also, and you know, Jenna Elfman is in it.
Great. Love Jenna Elfman.
I hear that she's just a bee on wheels.
Yeah, why the long face, Jenna? Katherine Hagel should sue.
But her character.
Her face. She should sue.
But she plays Joyce Fisher, and she's possibly the only mom in Pasadena to smoke a pipe. Like, these are the things. These are the
what
attributes.
Kind of pipe? Is this the 70s? I ask you. To smoke like a Sherlock Holmes type of situation
a
or a quart top pipe?
I think.
Like my grandpappy kind of situation.
Either one.
Okay.
You know.
That's all they could say about that character?
Basically.
Is that she smoked... If I came to you with a character description, I was like, you know what? How about this? She smokes a pipe. You'd be like, get out.
Yeah.
You've wasted my
Jenna
time.
Jenna Elfman. She's smoking a pipe.
Ew.
No. No.
Why the long face?
And the girl, there's a teenager who's like, ah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 11-year-old son who is the father's wingman.
Okay. Who's the main character?
Mel Fisher from...
The blind son or the blind father?
No.
Who's blind?
The father.
The executives.
Yeah.
They're blind to what the public wants. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. This sounds awful.
It does sound awful. And what's even worse is they have pictures of the cast. So everybody's got their headshots and there's
And they have reformatted Jenna Elfman so that her face is round.
Yeah.
They put a line under her chin to try to make it look like there's a shadow under there.
So they're like, oh, and here are the kids. You don't know the kids, but here they are. Oh, and here's even the dog. The dog is...
One of the kids is Asian?
Yeah. So this dog is... Yeah. The dog is Peyton, but he's played by Elvis.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, and here's the headshot for Jason Bateman.
Oh, wow.
Which is nothing. It is one of those, it's just an outline. That's a shadow.
So this is going
to
be like...
They couldn't even find a picture of Jason Bateman to put in this thing.
This is the kind of narration, like the How I Met Your Mother, where you're like, I don't know who's talking,
yeah.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, who's the father in the situation?
The father is the blind man.
Is there a picture of the father?
Yeah, it's this guy. You'll see, listeners, you know, if you go ahead and Google the
father. Don't just sit there passively in your car and listen. Google
J.K. Simmons, and you'll know exactly who he is.
Oh, okay. He's the guy who plays the Nazi on Oz.
Okay.
Schillinger.
All right.
So they have, there's this white, old-ass white guy. J.K. Simmons is like 1,000 years old. Jenna Elfman is half of that
age. Of course, they were married.
And then there's some plucky Asian kid.
Yeah, and then there's a little white boy, and that's who is supposed to be the young Jason Bateman.
Well, he's got a lot of hair on.
And so it's from the 11-year-old's point of view as a grown-up man, like looking back, like, this is how I grew up with my blind father teaching us how to drive.
Okay. Hmm. Maybe I just don't find blindness all that interesting or strange.
Right. Right.
Right.
Or maybe, like, you know.
It's not a novelty for me.
No.
This is,
and, like, what? People are handling their adversity in a positive manner?
Yeah. I mean, our former governor was blind. Right. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Come back to me when you're doing something interesting.
Jason, you know, it sounds like, a mix between the Wonder Years and Arrested Development.
Trying to, you know, good luck. Good luck
to
you. And that's our week in Bateman.
Yeah.
Wow. Jason Bateman probably has some films coming out in a couple years that we'll be talking about next week as well.
Yes.
It's a long rollout.
Yeah.
So I'd like to switch gears a little bit, and I'm going to go ahead and just launch right in. I'm going to whip it out. That's right, penis news.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Penis news, dick updates, people. This is from the Chicago Tribune, the health section. But it's on Reuters. It's been all over the place. Everyone's talking about it. Penis pumps cost U.S. government millions in waste.
What?
So apparently... You know about this. They spend tons of money on Viagra. They spend tons of money on penis pumps. But the problem is penis pumps cost the U.S. government $172 million between 2006 and 2007.
Ew.
So this is guys who are on Medicare or who are veterans, which is fine. They need a penis pump. I get it. But the problem here is that the government penis pumps are twice the price of just your penis pump from some nasty catalog.
Really?
Or from a sex shop. So the government
they're covered by Medicare?
Yes, they're covered by Medicare. It's for a penis. What could be more important?
Of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, come on. So the report by the Inspector General...
Oh, that's right, because birth control is not
covered. No, but a penis pump.
Yeah.
You need to be able to get someone pregnant, and then they have to fucking deal with it on
their own. Yeah, because that's their problem. Their choice.
They let it happen.
Yeah.
So the government health insurance system for seniors, this is for seniors, they're saying only, but I don't believe that. It's 474,000 claims for what they call a vacuum erection system. A penis pump. Let's keep it real, people. And it was totaling $172.4 million from 2006 to 2011. And so every year there's more and more people getting these penis pumps. But the problem is that if you buy a penis pump, say from a catalog or on the street, as you do, say it's like $10, but when the government buys it for Medicare. For Medicaid or for veteran services, it's $20.
Yes, of course, like anything.
It doesn't make any sense.
You buy a hammer from the government.
Yes.
It's
like $80,000.
Yeah.
A regular hammer is basically free. So it's basically they're saying that they're overpaying for the penis pumps. And they're saying, too, and this is a good point, considering the strain retiring baby boomers will soon be placing on Medicare's budget, shouldn't we be focusing this program on real life-saving treatments? To equip an equipment to serve the health needs of seniors instead of subsidizing penis pump purchases.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
Aren't there other things that people need? Who are these guys fucking?
Yeah, well, maybe actually they need, you know...
Can't we get a cheap penis pump for them? Do you know what I mean? This one guy said that if seniors really want a penis pump, just buy it for yourself.
Just really?
Just go and buy it for yourself.
What is the medical claim on it?
Can't get it up, penis too small.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's not a medical condition, though. It's not a medical condition, but it is a penis. And that's very, very, very important. It's very important that this 82-year-old can get it up for another millisecond.
Yeah.
That's why we need female Viagra. Because grandma's probably like, really? Now this is happening?
Yeah, it's just like, I got to suit up now.
Yeah, for this.
And so you know, there's a huge rise on STDs up for seniors.
Yes, because they're running around with these penis pumps fucking each other with no condoms because they can't get pregnant.
Right. And so they're like, we don't need a condom.
Yeah. VD is exploding.
And then the guys are like, if you really love me, you would do it. And they're like, well,
yeah, I guess I'm saying this since now. I'm so sure.
I don't want to die alone.
Yeah, I don't want to
next week. So I guess.
Or maybe I do, just get away from it.
Yeah, right.
I just find it just so bizarre. Why can't the government just buy a cheap penis pump? A cheap penis pump.
Because the government.
It's the government. Exactly. So that is my
Actually, you know, they mark up everything because they need them to raise the money for Area 51.
Oh, that's true. But off penis pumps?
Yeah.
I feel like if we're going to be subsidizing penis pumps, then they also need to get that female Viagra out there. What?
Right.
Old ladies, can I get a whoop whoop? Yes. You know, put yes. it out there.
Underground, you know, laboratories trade. Don't build themselves.
That's what, you know what, when I'm old, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight for female rights for sex over 65.
Nice.
Yep.
Good.
Free vibrators in every home.
Good.
Why not? I bet you cannot get a single vibrator
in every bedside drawer.
But I bet you, using Medicare or Medicaid, like, you probably can't get a vibrator.
No, of course not.
You did, it would suck.
Instead of vibrator.
It'd be one of those ones you're like, this is for my shoulder. This is not what I asked for. This is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, the neck massage.
Yeah, the neck massage. This is not what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
All right, then that's my penis news. How disappointing.
Yeah.
The government. And in any case, what do you have?
Combo, listener mail, advice on advice.
Boom. Who is it from?
All right, we got a listener mail from S.E.B.
Yes, an oldie but goodie. We haven't heard from ye in quite some time.
Yeah, Sylvia and Evan.
Yeah.
So thank you for emailing us.
Yeah.
They say, advice on tired people trying to get some more.
Oh, wow. Penis pumps.
Yeah. Oh, they said the subject is advice on advice. Love the show, First Ladies.
Oh, thank you.
We're still the First Ladies.
Yeah. I hope we don't have to get reelected at some point. Because I don't think we'll pass muster. We're going to be like Obama. Everyone's all excited the first time.
So, again, here we are. Tired people trying to get some more.
Okay.
Ashley Madison.
Oh, really?
Do you know what Ashley Madison is, everyone?
I'm going to guess it's that website for married people.
Who want to cheat. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a married person to cheat with,
yeah, or if you think Ashley Madison. Or if you think your partner's cheating, just check on there. I wonder if anyone ever ends up with their partner on there. Like that old 70s song.
Yeah, right. Do you like pina coladas?
Yes.
What a coincidence.
Yes. So do I. Yeah. I love how the end of the song, they're like, oh, this is great. I would have been like, you.
I know. Well,
lying B.
To each other.
Yeah.
But they laughed, and apparently.
Because it's the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we have
like,
here?
Oh, I guess what we
It's the 70s.
And you know, we sang that song like crazy.
I just figured out what that song was about like a couple years ago when I listened to the lyrics. Because I was just singing. I used to also sing like Needle and the Damage Done. And I didn't know what that was about either.
What?
I think it's a Neil Young song about heroin.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know that. Oh. I'm just singing it along.
You know, an Afternoon Delight. We all were singing Afternoon
Delight.
Exactly. Had no idea.
So what's SEB serving up today?
Okay. So Ashley Madison is giving out some advice on... They say, it's a fresh new year, and now that your New Year's resolutions have been made...
With your old-ass husband.
It's time to look at what you wanted most from this new year.
Okay.
Was it to save your marriage? Was it to experience things you've been denied since
you got married? For $9.95 a month.
Experience things you've been denied since you got married. Maybe you want to have an open relationship, or your spouse or partner is okay with the fact when you talk to them about it.
Probably not, but go ahead.
Oh, you know, talk to them in quotes. Whatever it is that you're looking for and whatever it is you're thinking of, an extramarital affair is something that can make or break a new year.
Wow.
Make or
break. You know what? I'm giving the props for this is balls. Okay. They got a lot of balls.
When you're looking for sexual intimacy or even just intimacy in general, whatever,
foot rub or the whole hog,
it can be hard to convey to your partner that you don't feel like you're getting enough sex.
Just tell them.
Just say, I just need more.
I think most people, you kind of know.
Yeah. There are stigmas against people being what could be considered an overly sexual.
But it's like once it's over, it's like at a meal. Like if you don't leave the table, you probably want another serving, right?
Yeah.
Use that as word to the wise.
Sex is something natural and needed for human beings to be emotionally healthy and happy.
I like to point out at the bottom of the page, it says, search for married people in your area.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that. You want to go outside of your area. Yes.
In any case.
Let's forget that advice.
Yeah, I'm on 70th Street. Is anyone else around?
Are you married?
Jeez.
Affairs are often used to preserve a marriage while filling in the gaps the marriage is leaving in a person's life.
That's what they're saying. Wow.
But if you don't want to jump straight into an affair and you want to try talking to your spouse or partner about what's missing in your life, how do you do that?
Okay.
Instead of just talking to them.
Yeah, before you cheat.
Okay, they say, be honest. Yes, it's hard and no one wants to be honest.
Are you serious?
This is completely honest.
Best advice on advice ever.
But when we say be honest, we're not saying being blunt. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Not blunt.
Not blunt, yeah.
This is a sensitive issue, and the two of you are having, and you're going to want to make sure that you address her needs as well as yours.
I think only one person has a problem here, because I don't think two people are reading this together.
I know. Maybe there's a reason your spouse doesn't want to have as much sex that you haven't been noticing.
Okay.
What's the reason? A lot of times stress can kill a sex drive, so your spouse has been working longer hours than normally would. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Or maybe you're a dick.
Yeah.
That maybe may have something to do with it. Yeah. Maybe. You lost your own, your mojo was leaked out the side.
Maybe this is why they're just not feeling it lately. It's important to make.
Did they not feel it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's important.
I'm not feeling you, son.
It's important to make this discussion and not an accusation. Otherwise, walls are going to go up on both sides, and you're not going to get anywhere.
You're not going to get any, is what they mean.
But the thing is, if you start being honest now, then, you know, then after the conversation, if they're not getting any more, then they're going to check your browser history.
Yeah.
And be like, Ashley Madison, what is this?
I'm surprised that this doesn't just go to join Ashley Madison. Like, they're actually trying to get some advice before they get you to join Ashley Madison.
Somebody had a fit of consciousness here.
They're like, what's this on here?
Try to figure out something that will work for you. This is the next bit. What could tell you how to seduce each other? Oh, sorry. We could tell you how to seduce each other.
Or you could just join Ashley Madison and find someone who's already raring to go.
Your
area.
Or what little romantic touches to leave lying around. But the truth of the matter is...
That shit ain't gonna work.
You know your spouse much better than we do.
Oh my God! Who is writing this copy?
You know them. We don't know.
They're trying to let you off the hook. You've tried everything. She just won't give up the skins.
Yeah, I mean, we could tell you a couple of tricks, but...
It's not going to work.
Yeah, because you're already here.
You're already here on Ashley Madison. You're halfway there. Just keep scrolling down and then click.
Affairs, we know affairs, but the individual people involved are more varied than you could ever imagine.
We have an assload of people waiting to service you on Ashley Madison. And they don't care about your job. They don't care about what your brother's doing, you know?
So when we say that... When we say something that will work for you, we mean that we have found the root of the problem first. The solution must be tailored to the problem. We can't give general advice on it.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, so it's
I feel like they just did, but that's all right.
Like, you know what your problem is. You've got to do the picking. We can't, like, we have a lot to offer, but I mean.
This sounds like, I don't know, I feel like a cloven hoof is involved here. Like, this is very, you know, a contract with the devil.
Yeah, it's kind of like, come on in and browse.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really tell you which thing to buy. You know what looks best on you.
Yeah, you know what works for you.
Yeah, you know which shirt.
You're the king.
Yeah.
Right.
But we have them here.
We have it here, yeah.
Just saying. For example, imagine if we said you should role play to make your sex life better, but the problem that your spouse is experiencing is stress.
Yeah, and she's not Asian, and that's what you're looking for. We have that at Ashley Madison.
The added element of role play and the expectations that your spouse might think comes along could make things worse if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Can your
husband really portray a brother like 50 Cent? No, we have that. You know what's best for you.
You know, I love this. Things could be a lot worse if you're not careful. Ashley Madison.
Whoa! That's their slogan?
No, I'm just saying. That's how they left off the singer.
It should be.
All right. Don't stick to the conventional options. Okay. Is another bit. If convention hasn't been working for you so far, it's not going to start working for you just out of the blue.
Let's face it, it's washed up. It's a wash. It's over. You've tried everything you could.
Yeah. And, you know.
You're awesome. She sucks. Or he sucks.
It could be tempting to try the straight and narrow path. Missionary all the time.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
And we're open for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer.
But,
gender non-specific. Gender neutral.
But maybe you
third
think,
gender.
But maybe you need to think outside the box.
Yes.
Whether that's a sexy getaway, a sex workshop, or deciding the two of you want to try to add a third person to your bed.
They don't offer any of those things.
No.
It's just for married people who want to cheat
with
other married people, which I find weird.
Because then
why should you care?
Because you have equal blackmail.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess.
If you're both married, then you won't be
You think there's people on there who are like, yeah, I'm married all the time. All the time. Look at my ring.
Let's see. You can't just stick to your regular conventional options if you want to save your marriage.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So this is about saving marriages.
Yeah, we're not saying...
I missed that before. I thought it was about cheating, but I was
clearly... No, save your marriage doing this. We're not saying to forego these options completely. Things like couples counseling can be blah, 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 beneficial. But if you tried it and it's not working for you, let's just say it's time to broaden your horizons.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
When they just come on with the pitch? Is that the end of the pitch?
Pretty much.
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison. So think outside the box.
Think outside the box. That is, you know what?
And things can get worse if you're not careful.
I have to say that while it's, I'm confused by this advice. I can't even give advice on this advice because I don't know what happened. I don't know where I am anymore. I don't know up is down,
you just
white
think,
is black.
You,
I don't
you
know
just
what
just heard
happened.
About sex drives.
Yeah.
Three people.
Marriage. I feel like.
Getaways.
At the beginning, I feel like there was a good, solid relationship. But now at the end, I'm like, I got to cheat.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried everything in this
paragraph.
I tried everything.
They already went through this.
Yes. My only option left is Ashley Madison.
After five paragraphs.
Yeah. We're convinced. This is a fantastic piece of copy. My advice on this is don't read this. People, do not read this. If you're having a problem in your relationship, this is the last thing you need.
No, yeah.
You don't need this.
No, not at all. No. We are not saying we cheat at all.
Or cheat. I don't know. We don't know.
I'm so confused.
Yes, I'm confused. Now I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to question my own morals, if I had any to begin with. What happened to this? This is fantastic. Wow. I want to do some research on Ashley Madison now, and I want to see how much money they make on this. Because this is, it's very well written and very confusing.
You know what? They probably, it's very low to join, but then Ashley Madison tracks you wherever you go, and then they blackmail you.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind that at all.
Oh, that could be a great screenplay.
Yeah.
And then people from the inside have to take, like all the people get together who are cheaters, and they have to try to take down Ashley Madison.
Who is Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
It's Bloomberg.
They have to find...
Maybe it's just the NSA.
Yeah.
Because it's for hot. Maybe they just trap people and they get, like, you know, secrets and espionage on them. Like, they don't need to track people's phone. They just see who's zooming who, as it were. Wow. Thanks, SAB. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Woo. I have a piece of tech here. Yeah. This is unpopular technology. Both Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robo-apocalypse. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
The film is apparently supposed to be happening,
what?
Too. There's some film called Robo-Apocalypse. Hope we don't get sued. Anyway. So, this is the innovation of the week.
Innovation of the week.
Yeah, and it says, adios, street lamps. UK-based pro tech, that's tech, T-E-Q, surfacing.
No, now they have new spellings for robot stuff. I don't like it.
Pro tech surfacing has patented a remarkable new glowing liquid. And I know you love glow-in-the-dark stuff.
Of course.
Called StarPath. And basically what they're going to do with this stuff is you can spray it onto asphalt and concrete. And I'm assuming your eye, anywhere else it's not supposed to go, a dog, children, your car. And then after 30 minutes, it leaves a shiny, shimmery pathway that can guide cyclists and pedestrians at night with zero power consumption.
No, it doesn't.
I grew up in the country where there are no streetlights or anything. It was called a flashlight, son. Yeah. We never had a problem.
Yeah.
The moon helps sometimes, too.
The stars.
If you're driving, if you're riding your bike, you have a light on the front of it.
And if it's very dark out, you have a nice excuse for all
kinds of
things.
Yeah, stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
For Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
It's a star path. This illuminating ability relies on tiny light-absorbing particles that harvest...
What?
That harvest, and that's too active of a verb for me.
Yeah, harvesting. No. Something.
That harvest ambient light during the day. Once darkness falls, the luminosity becomes visible. It adjusts accordingly, almost as if it has a mind of its own.
That's harvesting,
mind of its own. I think street lamps are fine.
Yeah.
Like, we solved it.
Yeah. And plus, does this wash away?
You know it don't. You know that it is there forever. And that at a certain point, just like anything, like if you ever had stars in your room when you were a little kid, after a certain amount of time, it glows a little bit less and a little bit less and a little bit less. The star is still fucking there, though.
Yeah, and it's dirty.
Just not doing anything.
It's dirty.
Nasty.
It's dim like your dreams.
Here's my thing. I'm not anti-cycling, but we've all ridden bikes.
Yeah.
Like, biking has always been a part of, you know, of our culture. Why do we need all this shit for it all of a sudden? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many accoutrements all of a sudden that you need to get on a bike.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. So that is my, freaky technology thing. They're going to start spraying this stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You're going to come home, it's going to be on your feet. You're going to track it to the house.
And then they're going to find out something about it later on.
Yes.
That it's,
it causes two-headed babies.
Right.
Like everything else.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Tales from the Campfire.
Nice. So, Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we take tales of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore, ghost stories, and myth, legend, and we retell them around the digital campfire. So, gather around, everyone, while Katie scares the whatever out of you, whatever you've got. We'll scare it out of you.
Yes, gather around, listen.
It's like a cleanse.
This is actually submitted from one of our loyal listeners, Patricia.
Yeah. Tales from Patricia.
Patricia sent a variety of links, and we're going to be...
featuring them.
Yeah.
Because it's easier that way.
Yes.
And, if only she could print them out and run them over here.
Yeah, basically she's saying, fuck Grimm's hundreds of fairy tales.
She's coming on strong. Tell us how you feel. Yeah. Really feel about Grimm.
And all the creepy nursery rhymes where boogeymen specifically... are there to get the kids to stop sucking their goddamn thumbs.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah.
Did you ever suck your thumb as a kid?
No.
I did not.
I did not. I was strong.
Yeah. I didn't care.
I wasn't weak-willed.
Yeah. I squashed bugs.
Yeah. Kicked people.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
No, but if you sucked your thumb, listeners, it's fine because you were a child.
I guess.
It's all right. Everyone has something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Buck teeth is a result.
Did you ever pee in your pants?
As
a kid?
As a kid. Thank you for clearing that up.
When you were, like, shouldn't have, you were out of diapers, and you were like, wow.
I don't remember doing that ever.
No?
I think I peed myself once when I was, like, drunk, when I was, like, in my, you know, like,
early
teens, early 20s, maybe.
Huh.
But that's it. I can't remember ever peeing myself when I was young. I remember almost. Like, you know, wake up and be like, and then run to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no.
I did once when we were out sleigh riding. And I was pretty...
that's a very specific, like, I can't harass you about that. That sounds legitimate already.
I was little. And all the kids on the block, we were all out sleigh riding. And,
in the 1850s.
Basically. Anyway, it was a good distance from my house. But we were having so much fun. And I had to go to the bathroom, but I wouldn't go home to go to the bathroom because it was a long trek home and a long trek. I didn't want to miss out.
This is one of those kids saying that you just underestimate what you can do.
Your bladder, yeah. Yes. You don't get it. You don't get it.
You don't get it.
I remember
one thing led to another.
I was wearing purple belt bottoms. I had those.
Purple belt bottoms. Girl, you must have been styling and profiling this
later. After a while, I'm like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And being a lady, I'm not going to go outside.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not a lady, and that's why I probably never pee myself. So, I'll pop a squat out here in the hole.
I walked home and I was like, man, I can't hold it in anymore. So I was like halfway home and I peed my pants.
Oh my God, you didn't just pee, you wouldn't pee outside?
Yeah, it just happened, and I got inside, I'm like, no way. This happened.
That's the best. When you're a kid sometimes you're just like, oh man, come on now. Let me just hustle it to my room.
Really, really, and you learn a lesson. You learn a life lesson on your bladder.
Yes.
Like what you can and can't do.
It can fail you.
Anyway, so I didn't need a... Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but anyway.
And now we're back.
Tales from the campfire.
We'll scare the pee out of you.
So, this is a thing called the kappa.
Ew.
Kappa are Japanese flesh-eating water imps.
Okay.
Now, they live in rivers, lakes, ponds, and anything else that's watery.
Okay.
Sink. Well, it has to be a realm.
Okay.
Not a sink.
Okay. A realm? Excuse me.
And they smell like fish, and they're generally portrayed with the body of a tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
Ape-like head.
Ew!
Yeah, no,
really, Katie?
Yeah, I know. Patricia. Scaly limbs, long hair circling the skull. So it's like...
Like a comb over?
Without the over. So it's kind of more like Friar Tuck going around.
Oh, okay.
Webbed feet and hands, yellow-green skin. And they have like a tortoise shell on their back. Kind of like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But with the head of a monkey.
Yeah. Some say they could change color like a chameleon.
Who?
Some.
Few people.
They don't like loud noises like cannon fire and gunfire.
Okay, who does?
Yeah.
Who runs towards that, really? In the animal kingdom.
Okay, so one of the characteristics, it has a hollow cavity on top of its head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a saucer-like depression, and it holds a strength-giving fluid. All right.
It's not bad enough that this brother is bald on top.
He's
now it's a small water dish where his life's fluids are kept. That's the worst place to store anything.
But like soaking your nails.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right. Should you chance upon the quarrelsome kappa, please remember to bow deeply.
Oh, he's got beef.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wants respect.
Yeah.
Typical.
Bow to him.
Yeah.
I'm not bowing. Yeah, you are bowing.
If he bows, though, doesn't his life force...
Yes, because he has to, if he's courteous, so he'll bow in return, and it will spill this life-giving water, and it'll make him feeble.
Okay, and for how long?
Well, he has to go back to his water kingdom to juice up again.
This guy hasn't heard about a water bottle, or
no.
Maybe a jug he could bring with him?
It's about the size of a child, around 6 to 10
Ew.
Years old.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's very strong. Mm-hmm. It attacks horses, cattle, humans,
mm-hmm.
and it drags its prey into the water. And there, it feeds on their blood,
nice.
Drains their life force,
okay,
and pulls out their livers through their anuses.
Why, Japan? Why is it always, there was an eyeball in the anus last time, and now there's this? Why extract it that way?
Yeah, I forgot that was in there. It came out of...
It's a little extra something for you, people.
Or... It sucks out the entrails.
Okay. From the anus as well.
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
Leaving nothing behind except a hollow gourd.
Mm-hmm.
Shell of a human.
Yes.
In some tales, the kappa is...
Middle management types.
The kappa is associated with theft and raping women. Come on.
Really?
Why? It already does this other stuff.
Well, why raping women?
Why? I mean, why... Come on. They
That's
just did
so
that.
Strange. They just threw that one in there.
I think they just had a
laundry list of things, and they were like, rape.
Yeah.
Just throw that one in there. Why not?
Because if the guys are like, well, if it sucks out my entrails through my anus.
Clearly rape. That's so
bizarre. It has to rape women, then, to make it even.
So is it, so basically, the only way that we can not be violated by this creature is to bow deeply.
Yeah.
And often. And then while he's scurrying back to his realm to get his life for us, we hoof it out of there.
Yeah. And he also pulls children into the water and drowns them.
Classic, yeah, of course. Duh. I like that. The kappa.
The kappa, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Like
Well, I wonder why they decided to put a primate's head on there.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's really just very... This one has more of a turtle head. I don't know.
Yeah. He looks like he's got an attitude as well. And he's got a paunch, so he's obviously not taking care of himself. he could use a few trips to the gym.
Yeah, and so Patricia says the kappa is the most frightening because it will sodomize and disembowel you.
Okay.
and eat your shirakajama, which is also concerning depending on whether it's your liver or another name for the prostate.
Wow. That doesn't sound like he's interested in women. I'm telling you right now. I think they just threw that rape thing in
and
there.
And it's just like, or sell you tires or be a cartoon sidekick.
Yes. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's a creepy one. I like
it's
that.
Like, yeah, I just don't like, you know, them grouping all these different foul things together.
Well, they have to. I mean, it's supposed to be scary. I wonder what the stories are that are associated with it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
how
go along
it came
with
to
it.
Be.
How it came to be.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
So I have a little piece of advice here, kind of. Not really advice on advice, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the cost of energy has gone up astronomically in the UK.
Okay.
And so in order to... they want to tell people how to cut their bill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a company, it says, co-showering and less tea.
No.
What they say.
No.
Shower with other people, go to bed early, and stop drinking tea if you want to drink to cut expenses, suggests British energy firm First Utility, after whopping up their prices by 18%. So these jackasses raised prices 18%. And then they actually went out to the public, made public statements that say, people should follow an energy diet. Where 2 days of the week, they save energy, and the remaining 5 days, they use it whenever they want.
No. And because they're still...
So they're suggesting that you shower with a friend.
Well.
Or with other people, and that you go to bed early, and
that
you don't
just
drink
tea. It doesn't make sense because you're going to use more water. You're going to use the same amount or more water.
Showering together can save 34 pounds a year.
How? How?
While turning off the telly and turning out the lights can take another $18 off. Playing a board game and microwaving meals instead of cooking them could also save $12 a year. Stay away from drinking hot tea twice a week and you could save 10 pounds a year. I say screw this and they should go like the angry people in the Frankenstein movies with torches and burn the shit out of this place.
Yeah, that would do it.
That would make prices go low as well.
Yeah, or the cup. How
cheeky.
How cheeky. to go ahead and say that. And I'd be like, well, we told you how to cut down.
Yeah. We said shower together. Yeah. Drink less tea. It's England.
Yeah.
What have they got left? Drink less tea.
Move slower.
Yeah. Move slower. Go to bed earlier. Play board games? Really? Yeah.
Just pass out. Take a pill.
Yes.
Take a pill and stay in bed. Why don't you just do it during the day, too?
Can you imagine if Con Ed tried to say some shit like this here? They would be shut down in a second. There would be no more Con Ed. It would be something else.
Yeah.
Bill Ed. Or whatever it is. Some other thing. It's so nasty and bizarre. Co-showering is not even a word. So co-showering. Drink less tea? No. That's just rude. It's just rude. And you're only going to save 34 pounds a year? 50 bucks? Something like that? Who cares? Who cares? I also have this interesting thing I found. The Olympics are coming up. I don't give a shit about the Olympics. I usually don't watch them.
I only like the figure skating.
Yeah, the figure skating is interesting. Yeah. But there are 6 new events this year that you can enjoy. There's going to be more flying, more spinning, and more speeding, and then an extra day of competition. So the 6 new events are the ski half pipe.
Ski
half pipe. Have you ever seen this?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's more of an extreme sport in my mind. Women ski jumping, which I didn't know that there wasn't already.
I know.
I thought there was women ski jumping. It's the biathlon mixed relay. So this is, I think, the one where
biathlon is you ski and then you shoot.
So this is two teams. I think it's a man and a woman on each team or something like that. I think it's a mixed biathlon.
It would be nice if they were married and then they're having beef with each other.
Yes,
so
that's
let's
a part of it.
Keep from getting shot.
And then there's a new figure skating team event.
What? A new one? There's already one.
And luge team relay.
Nice.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So the half pipe.
Wait, the team relay? Would they have to like slap each other's hands as they go down the luge?
A new luge.
Who has the least amount of broken arms on the team?
Well, okay, here's the luge. The women's ski jump. It says no group lobbied harder for inclusion than the women's ski jump. I don't know why they weren't already in there.
That's so
It's so bizarre to me. So for the biathlon mixed relay, which apparently is hugely popular, you know, black people love that one. There's 2 males and 2 females per team. So it's 4 people.
Okay.
The females start. They do 2 6-kilometer relays, I guess. And then the 2 male athletes follow up. They do 2 7.5-kilometer relays. And then they shoot twice. Prone and then standing.
And that's all they get.
That's all they get. So they do 1 shot lying down, 1 shot standing.
And they have it's a target they shoot.
Mm-hmm. It's a target.
Not a person.
And if you miss, you have to do 150 kilometer penalty loop. So you have to go again, and I think then try to shoot again.
150 kilometers?
That's what it says here. That doesn't make sense.
No.
150 kilometer penalty loop is added for each miss. Maybe they mean meter.
Meter.
I
gotta
say,
they have to.
It's originally just 7 and 7.5. So if you miss, you're fucked. Like, see you next year. See you in like 2018.
Go to the next town. And wait, and then come on back.
Then there's the luge, which I just like to say. I don't like to watch it. It's a double sled, a woman's single sled, and then a men's single sled. That's how it goes. So it's, a double sled goes, and then one woman goes, and then a man goes, and that's the relay.
I just like to remind you, all these things were just like fun amusements for people to do. It's not even like anybody really thought that it would become anything.
No. Why would you ski and then shoot as a sport? I mean, you could go skiing and then shoot it for fun.
Yeah.
Like target practice. And
then why does it you have to get a medal for doing something that should have been just fun?
I have no
idea.
I don't get it at all.
All right.
It says here at the bottom that Team USA will rep the event. I thought of you when it said that. We'll rep the event with a sleek new patriotic uniform.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
A sleek new patriotic uniform.
What does a patriotic uniform look like? Like, are they just...
I would admit, we're all just thinking that...
Nazis is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, not that we would have a Nazi uniform.
If we had a patriotic uniform, I guess the people in our country...
Just flags?
It would just
Cowboys?
It would be... Ours would be, these colors don't run.
Yeah. God, there'd be eagles all over.
Oh, eagles. NASCAR.
I would like to propose that 3 Wolf Moon be on the front. I feel that's pretty patriotic. We're not a winter sports country for the most part.
I would like a giant, like a 32-ounce soda.
How about just fucking dollar bills, y'all?
Yeah.
Just the Benjamins all over.
Right.
Just
and
like
some
tons.
Bling, or some bling going around the neck.
Yes. How about a big fat gold rope?
Yeah.
And then dollar bills.
Yeah.
And then maybe it says just like fuck on the side. Like, like USA.
And
in your face.
And then moist across the ass. That's what it's going to be.
With rhinestones.
Yeah.
And then more expletives.
Yeah. And then some and fake fur around the
cuffs. Oh, yeah, fake fur.
Around the cuffs.
Around the cuffs, of course.
Because you know.
And super tight.
Yeah.
And a weave could somehow be worked into
it. And it's all made of biodegradable material.
That's not American. It's all made of plastic.
Sure it is. I'm representing all around.
Well, I like the idea.
Coast to coast.
I'm just representing urban.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, is my thing. I just think a bunch of money sewn together in a suit. And then for our luge team, as we go, just money flies out the back.
Yeah.
And they play like a Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then lies. All kinds of like our
propaganda. Yeah. I think our battle cry should be in your face, bitch. you know, or maybe throw some MFs in there because people seem to like that. That seems to be uniquely an American thing is to throw out some MF bombs. Not bad.
Then it has like a game console.
Yes. And you get charged at the end. And thanked. And we collect your email.
Right.
And then we monitor it.
And then you realize you've been overcharged.
Yes. But you can complain
yeah.
and get some of the money back. Or you could join a class action suit and then 5 years later get like a check for 3 cents in the mail.
Yeah,
I get those every once in a while.
And it's the whole uniform.
It's the whole uniform. That's it. So what do you have?
I wanted to tell you that, you know, Marcy Currier.
I heard about her, yeah.
Yeah, she is our resident tarot reader and intuitive.
Yep.
And she's on the show from time to time and she'll pull a card on you so fast.
You won't even know what happened to
yeah.
you. That should be on the back of the uniform. A card gets pulled.
Yeah. And so, so she has different programs and listeners, if you ever want to, get a little
by different programs, what do you mean?
Well, she has this 130-day program that she's doing now where it's 5 minutes a day of mm-hmm. kind of like, exercises to do to kind of get focused and get into what you're
doing. If you have some goals and you want to better yourself or be more efficient at those things, more centered, more settled in your life.
Yeah,
right?
She can help you out. So it's
Katie's doing it, and you if you could see her right now, it's like I don't even know who she is.
I'm like glowing.
Yeah,
I'm glowing with
I'm wearing shades
and awareness.
She's fully realized. Finally, she was just fuzzy before.
Yeah.
Now I can see the whole Katie.
Yeah.
Clear,
coming out.
Yeah, up close.
Yes,
and personal. So
it's fun. And so go ahead.
So I was going to say, if people are interested in getting in on her program, is it too late to start?
No, like, I think she's going to start it again in a few months. But
oh,
like,
cool.
Look up just, I forget her website.
That's a great plug.
But Marcy Currier.
MetaMarcy.tumblr.
Yes. Check her out.
Say it again.
MetaMarcy.tumblr.
Yeah, check her out. She's got some cool, fun stuff going on.
Yeah, we love Marcy.
We used to do something on reality TV, and we scrubbed it. But I found this really interesting list of reality TV shows, and I just wanted to go over it.
Okay, fine.
Not a segment at all. But this is just, I could not believe it. I had to do a Katie, like, I got to tell you about this.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you about this. Because
she almost texted me and stopped herself.
These are TV shows, reality TV shows that are going to be premiering or have premiered sometime in the month of January. And I'm sure that most of them are going to be off the air pretty soon. One is called The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
What?
It's going to be on E.
Is this a surprise?
Yeah. It's going to be on E. And it says, have you ever partied so hard that you partied your eyebrows off? Do you even know what that means?
No.
The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills have. The show follows five uber-rich 20-somethings who are more than happy to share their lavish lifestyle and insights in the world. How does this not get them stabbed in the throat when they go out?
And why are they saying Uber?
I don't know. That's like the new thing, though. So, like how they're so rich, apparently, that they're washing their hair in Dom Perignon. I see nothing of interest about the show. Isn't this going to make people angry?
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of like flaunting it in their faces, saying, you don't have it, we do. Want to see what it's like?
But that's
not awesome.
That's not entertaining
for
me. Here's another one called 100 Days of Summer. It follows six attractive and wealthy young professionals through their summer in Chicago. Who cares?
Where the weather's mild.
I mean, the problem with these shows is, once again, I don't see what the drama or the conflict is going to be. And I don't know. I like a story. Here's one called Opposite Worlds. I don't know if you've seen the ads for this.
Yeah.
This is on Sci-Fi. Now, this is kind of weird. So they have, they're millennials. So I guess people in their 20s. And they take 14 contestants and they take seven and put them in one reality, which is high tech and luxurious. And the other one is living in medieval style accommodations. And they can see each other through a glass wall. And then viewers get to alter their environment based on online participation.
So they get to take away some tech stuff and then add some stuff to medieval times?
Or the reverse. I'm like, take away the wheel.
See what happens.
See what happens to them. For the other people, take away texting.
Yeah.
So that one seems kind of interesting. Although I don't know what kind of, because it's TV, it can't be a real experiment because they know they're going to be out of there.
And then whoever is in the medieval side is like, is already going to be at a disadvantage because they didn't grow up this way.
Yeah.
So it's like they know what the tech stuff is.
Or maybe they're taking some like broke ass people from the hood and from the country and putting them in the super rich tech part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Here's another couples therapy. If you, and it's going to be former reality TV stars in couples therapy. So, like, the woman, John Gosling, who was, like, Kate plus eight. So, he's okay. going to be on there. There's someone from Real Housewives. And the Teen Mom is going to be in couples therapy.
No.
Now they're recycling, like, the whole thing. Here's the Real World Explosion. Now, the Real World has been on as almost as long as we've been alive.
You're right.
This is season 29.
No.
Season 29.
No.
And they're going to have seven strangers. They're going to move into a house in San Francisco. And then after a month, they're going to bring their exes into the show.
Yeah. No.
Why would you do that?
That's terrible.
And there's another
one. Do they know they're going to show up?
I don't think so. Probably not.
And I would just...
Can you imagine?
I'd walk out. They're like, you're not getting your money. I'm like, I can't.
But here's the thing. What is the Real World has been on for 29 years. I'm sure that the perk of being on the show is now over.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone who's been on the Real World who's
done anything.
Who's done anything, really.
Yeah.
Right? So there's another one called Space Race. The people who created Survivor and The Voice have come together with Virgin and Galactic and NBC. Mm-hmm. Virgin Galactic. To create a TV series and people compete for a trip into space.
Yeah.
And the trip apparently costs $250,000.
No.
No. I'm not. I mean, I like Richard Branson as much as the next person, but I'm not going to allow him to shoot me into space.
No.
I don't care. And I'm not going to pay for the pride of doing it. And then also The Bachelor is going into season 18.
No.
Why? I haven't seen I haven't seen a single episode of the show. 18 years this has been on. These shows are just so fucking cheap to produce.
The only thing, the only season of The Bachelor I was familiar with was years ago when The Bachelor...
18 years ago?
Well, one Bachelor here was from the New York Giants.
Okay.
And
so you watched
from
that.
New Jersey. No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just knew, I was aware.
Okay.
And I think I could identify him.
Then you know more than I do. Because I just know the name of the show. That's all I know.
It's a fun fact.
Did you wait on him?
Like I do everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie's not even a waitress. People never worked in a restaurant. She sneaks in.
I would pretend.
And waits on people. And she's good. She gets tips.
No, my roommate, I had a bachelorette party for my roommate. And we went to a bar. And it was a rooftop bar. And there he was with all his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I made her stand near him. And I'm like, the bachelor and the bachelorette.
You guys went nuts.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So, yeah, I just thought, how sad
TV
has gotten.
Read a book, everyone.
Yeah, read a book. Read a book.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
I just don't understand that, how that could even save anybody anything.
I mean, without being graphic... For a lot of people, if you shower with your partner, the shower sometimes is a longer shower.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're not just going to be jumping in, jumping out.
Right.
As it were.
Right. You got stuff to do.
You got things to do in there. Yeah. It becomes a whole...
Without us telling you what to do.
Yeah.
We're not Ashley Madison.
There's less showering going on.
Yeah.
But there's more, you know, time in the shower.
And you've got to keep the water on because it's a shower.
And it has to be hot.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
And somebody's always complaining because they're not getting the hot water.
Yeah.